Welcome back to the Afternoon Jams, brought to you by BestBlackNews.com. Family, this has been the West African radio show for a while. We've been blessed to have a lot of Ghanaians on radio the past several months, from doctors to authors to dentists to scientists. And today we have a philanthropist on the phone line, Nicholas Buama's on the phone line. How you doing today, Nicholas? Did I say it right?
Yeah, you did pretty good.
I did pretty good. All right, Nicholas. Thank you, Nicholas. Nicholas, 9 years old, man, and you got a talk show talking about raising greatness, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What inspired you to start the talk show?
My talk show, Raising Greatness, is where I interview guests to find out what led them down their path to success, and it's been very exciting. And maybe one day I can interview you.
I don't know if I'm worthy yet.
That's a good one.
I still got a little more work to do, Nicholas, man. You got VIPs, man. You had a presidential candidate honor you. You know what I mean? You've been honored by the Ghanaian embassy in Washington DC. Yeah. Man, you big time, man. You even got a Wikipedia page. And I've been around 50 years, don't have a Wikipedia page yet. So I don't know if I'm on that level yet, Nicholas. So, tell us about the talk show and what kind of guests you like to have, though.
I like to interview all kinds of guests. And it's so exciting to me because they're doing big things and they're helping the community. And it's like, I like to talk to people like that.
All right. That's good, Nicholas. That's real good. Now, you are a best-selling author on Amazon as a result of a written piece from a school assignment. Now, what was that school assignment?
Well, it wasn't really a school assignment, but, I sponsored a school, and, I sponsored the library, and I'm trying to, because they don't have any books in the library with over 1,200, but they have over 1,200 kids. So what I'm doing is I'm trying to fill their library up with books and computers.
Wow. That is amazing. Now, where is this library at?
Can you say that again,
please? Yes, where is this library at? Where is the library located?
It's located in Ghana.
Ghana, West Africa. That is amazing, man, that you're doing that. So impressive. What motivates you to do good at such a young age?
Well, my parents, and when I see that everybody is helping, and I'm like, I want to do that because it makes other people's lives better, and that's what I want to do. I want to make their life better.
Now, Steve Harvey bought over 500 books from you?
Oh, yeah, 555 books. And that was, like, really exciting. I was like, oh, my God, because now I can send those books to Ghana and help.
Man. Rob, isn't this amazing?
Yep, it's
that
very
is amazing.
It's amazing. My kids in the Abiyazi Shackle Village needs to hear from you over in Ghana, West Africa, man. You are a superstar. Now, how many languages do you speak? Because I know you just don't speak English.
I'm basically speaking two because I'm learning a lot of Twi and I picked up on a lot.
Wow.
Oh, give him a test and see if he knows any Twi. Okay. Say something to him in Twi.
All right, Akwaba.
Midasi.
Okay, all right.
What's your Ghanaian name, Nicholas?
My Ghanaian name is Nana Yo.
Nana Yo.
All right. Mine's is Yao.
And I'm
Kwame. Tell him yours.
And I'm Kwame. Well, man, I'm just blown away that you're 9 years old. How long have you been doing, how long have you had your own business?
For about 2 years, I think. Yeah, and it's been very exciting.
I bet it is.
7-year-old businessman. We got
7-year-old businessman. You know, I was worried. I was just looking forward to Christmas time when I was 7 years old. You became the Ghana ambassador to the USA for a day, right?
Yeah, that was really exciting. When I flew out to meet the ambassador of Ghana, he let me sit in his chair. Like, it was awesome.
Well, Nicholas, you gotta have some awesome parents. Tell us about your parents.
Well, my dad is from Ghana and my mom is from Southern Indiana, and they're very encouraging, and we go to Ghana a lot, and it's exciting. And then we go to Indiana to visit my mom's family.
Wow. Now, what do your mom and daddy do? What are their professions? Because I'm sure it has played a role in your life.
Well, my dad, he's an accountant, and my mother, she's helping me with my business and everything.
Wow. So what is next for you, Nicholas? What do you see happening next?
Well, what I see myself doing is helping a whole bunch of libraries all over the continent of Africa and doing much more.
Wow. Are you proud to be African?
Yes, I am very proud.
What makes you proud? What gives you that joy? What gives you that pride?
What gives me that pride is because Africans are so powerful. They're strong. They're amazing. And, that's what I love about them.
Wow. You've been out to the villages. You've been out into the villages.
Yes.
And when you get out to the village, what do you normally do?
I play with my friends. I have fun there.
That's good. Good. I have interviewed a lot of people in my life, Rob.
Yes.
I'm blown away about this young man at 9 years old.
You know, all the people we've been around PA, from the Beyoncés to the LL Cool J's and different entertainers and different people. This is the second person I'm starstruck about besides the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Also,
I am starstruck by this young man.
Yeah,
wow.
Because at 9 years old, you far beyond my thinking at 9 years old. Far beyond.
Mine too.
Thank you so much.
So what do you read? Nicholas, what do you do every day, man? What's the secret, man?
I mean, what I do is I practice on my vocabulary. I go outside and have some fun. And I do watch some watch TV sometimes. It's something that two things I really love is riding on my scooter and playing basketball.
Wow. Okay. And you read books?
Yes, I love books.
And tell me your favorite musical artist.
My favorite.
You gonna say Stone Boy?
I really don't know about that.
Okay. All right, Nicholas, your talk show, Raising Greatness, how would people be able to find it?
Well, you could go to my YouTube channel and, you could type in Nicholas Buwama or you could type in Raising Greatness and yeah, you'll be able to watch it.
Man, I would be honored if you don't have a guest. And, you know, it's last minute. I'll be that last minute person you can call up and I'll make sure I'll be available for you. Nicholas, what can you say to young black boys and girls who are listening to this interview right now? What can you say to them to motivate them?
I can say they're awesome no matter what. And they should do whatever they want to do because they're like the best.
Alrighty. And you're the best.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Sir. You are the best.
You got a Facebook page.
So proud of you.
You got a Facebook page, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And you can find me through all my stuff. by typing at Nicholas Buama.
Nicholas Buama. Thank you so much. Give a hug to your dad and mom for raising such a great king. I could see you going back to Ghana and being president of Ghana one day.
And well, that is on my bucket list.
Well, you're going to get it. They need you.
You go get it.
You're definitely going to get it. And if I have my dual citizenship by that time, which I should, I would make sure I vote for you, and I would be on your campaign to make sure you get elected.
Okay, thank you.
You have my vote. Thank you so much, Nicholas. God bless you, young man.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Wow. Rob?
Man, that, PA, that was amazing.
9 years
old. You find some of the greatest interviews, brother.
I got to give props out to our associate producer, Janae Jones, Lady J, for arranging these interviews. Rob's trying to be funny, because I trained her to do all this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he trained her to do all of this greatness. I had nothing to do with that.
No, nothing. Not with that part. Okay.
No, not that part at all. But man, that was amazing to hear that young man speak, to hear all the wonderful things that he's doing and has done, the books, the education of our people. Wow.
Type his name in. Nicholas Buamah. Going back to my music. It's the Afternoon Jams brought to you by BestBlackNews.com.